Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I'm feeling like something from Chicago, like a Chicago dog. Maybe some popcorn. What about some kidnappings?
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie, and now I'm craving a Chicago dog.
How dare you not mention Chicago-style pizza in that?
Cut this. Let's do it
over. Cut the popcorn. I know they've got popcorn at the airport, but whatever.
Popcorn at the airport? I was talking about popcorn at Wrigley.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think you can get like big tins of famous popcorn. I don't know.
Really?
I think so. I don't know, man.
But you're right. I should have mentioned the pizza. I've been craving Chicago pizza.
Yeah.
Instead of pizza, we do have some crime from Chicago. So with that, why don't you get the ball rolling, Jamie?
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about impersonation, home invasion, and a series of coordinated abductions that left multiple victims traumatized. The crime spree began on October 17th of 2019 in Naperville, Illinois. Williams and his co-conspirators posed as law enforcement officers to abduct a man at gunpoint outside his electronics store. They handcuffed the victim, forced him into a vehicle, and transported him to Chicago, where they assaulted him and extorted his family for money. With the victim held captive, they burglarized his store, they stole electronics, and this was a very calculated, planned-out approach. And it demonstrated their intent to that they were after money. And that's what all this was about, pretty clearly.
So Cedric Williams is kind of what I'm going to call the ringleader of all this. So a month later, on November 16th, 2019, he and the group struck again. And this time it was in Westchester, Illinois. And once more, this time they were impersonating federal agents and they abducted a man at gunpoint outside his residence. They forced him into his home where they encountered another individual. So then both of those people were taken to the basement. As the situation escalated, two more victims arrived at the home and they were also forced into the basement at gunpoint. The assailants stole cash. They stole jewelry from the home before they finally fled the scene. And this incident highlighted the group's increasing boldness and willingness to endanger multiple lives simultaneously. I mean, they put four people in the basement at gunpoint. This is just wild. And all of this for just like a simple home burglary.
Right. Not a massive diamond heist. And we see this all the time, right? People are successful in small crimes and they get more and more confident until they back themselves into a corner. Their third attempt occurred on December 11th, 2019 in South Holland, Illinois. However, this time their plan backfired. The intended victim managed to call 911 before they could gain access to his house. Police arrived promptly, leading to the arrest of Williams and his accomplice as they fled the scene. This quick response by law enforcement prevented another potential tragedy and marked the beginning of the end for this kidnapping ring and really the beginning of a big investigation into it.
So the investigation was a collaborative effort between multiple agencies. This involved the FBI, the Naperville Police Department, the Westchester Police Department, and South Holland Police Department. They also involved the Chicago Police Department and the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the ATF. This is a massive operation, but their combined efforts led to the identification and arrest of individuals involved in these crimes. So, at trial, Cedric Williams, 48 of Chicago, was convicted by a federal jury and sentenced to 50 years in federal prison. And on May 8th, 2025, his co-defendant, Tae-Hone Lee, 35 years old from Beach Park, Illinois, was also convicted and is scheduled to be sentenced early in June 2025. The other co-defendants were Evan Ayers, 37, and Jonathan Vargas, 38. Both of which are from Chicago. They pled guilty to their roles in the conspiracy. And Vargas is set to be sentenced in early June and Ayers is sentenced to be, or is set to be sentenced in the middle of June. So we will have some more updates on this case. Should we see those, but this case is crazy, man. I mean, people kidnapped at gunpoint, something that you don't see often.
Yeah. Especially anymore. I mean, this is not Billy the Kid out here, right? This is cameras everywhere, people with security systems, businesses with security systems. I continue to be amazed at how many people are still getting away with crimes. Are criminals just that much more intelligent now? Like, I feel like a lot of the criminals from yesteryear would struggle with today's technology.
Yeah. And I mean, I think you said it jokingly, but this does have, you said this reminds you, or they're not Billy the Kid, but this does have like an old West gang mentality crime, right? I mean,
yep.
It's just a group of knuckleheads trying to get rich quick by burglary, but they're also kidnapping and or holding up people. So yeah, I can't imagine a world where you do all this and then get away, especially by not killing your victims. I mean, I don't want to say that they would have been better if they would have killed him. I'm glad they didn't, but I think that they had to be naive to think they were going to get away with it.
Absolutely. And yeah, it's they got greedy and kept going, and that's what brings most people down. And I'm thankful that they were caught, because people aren't going to stop. That's the thing that I'm finding. If somebody gets away with something, they're going to keep doing it. So thrilled that they're behind bars, glad nobody was killed, and hopeful that the sentences will be plentiful and the victims will get the proper care they need to recover from this trauma. But yeah, this is like you said, it feels like an old West case, something that we don't get to talk about as much. You and I are both a fan of some of those Western films and stories. So yeah, this fits right into that mold. So thanks for bringing it to us, John. And we really appreciate you guys hanging out with us as well. This has been another crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.